And when immigration first Mennonites and of the Sikh community started happening in the 50s, 60s, and 70s in the Fraser Valley, the more conservative elements started showing up, and that shaped the Fraser Valley to be a pretty conservative place. With a new type of immigration coming from India and now coming from the Ukraine because of this refugee crisis, do you see the conservatism angle still sticking around in the Fraser Valley, or will it change with time?
Yes, I mean, when people are coming from conservative backgrounds, and this can be the Ukrainian Orthodox Church or just a Ukrainian background, they bring with them a certain understanding of the family, a certain understanding of culture, a certain understanding of economics, a certain understanding of religion. And so Eastern European countries tend not to be as completely committed to getting on the train of liberalism. So when you get immigrants coming from countries who are legitimately fleeing war, environmental problems, they still bring with them into Canada their own histories and understandings of family and identity and gender and race and religion, which tend to be a little more conservative. So this will, I would think, will reinforce not just the Ukrainians, but as Abbotsford is getting many more. I mean, Syria, people coming from Syria, for example, that they're going to bring with them a very conservative Muslim background, you know? And so this is the irony, of course, of liberalism. Liberalism at its best wants to invite people and is open to invite people from tragic situations into Canada. But they don't realize that the very people who are going to come in are undermining liberal ideology in the immediate future. Now, will they be conditioned over the long time through their children and their children to sit placidly on the train of liberalism? This is the big issue, which we're seeing, of course, the Sikh, the Mennonite, the Dutch Reformed are a part of that new generation. As I get many students in my class who come from Mennonite, Reformed, Sikh background, they themselves are questioning inevitably their parents' worldviews and their grandparents' worldviews.
I find in some from some countries, if immigrants come, even if they come as conservative-minded people, that Canada over its time, as they settle here, as they build a family here, as they work here, and they educate their children here, liberalism or the values of Canadian society seep into their culture. They don't completely abandon their culture, but they adopt the liberal way of thinking a little more easier. Why do you think that some communities have a much easier time adopting the Canadian liberal viewpoint over time than some others?
Well, you know, a lot of it depends on their place of origin. If you come from a context, like, say, the Ukrainians, for the most part, obviously not all, we're talking generally here, that is a historic conservative background, then when they hit the challenges of liberalism, which seems to undermine that conservatism, you get reactionary tendencies set in. And so a lot of it depends on place of origin. And then a lot of it depends on second, third generation as well. When you're talking about third generation immigrants, they don't have the history of, say, Ukraine or India or Russia or, you know, Saudi Arabia or any of these countries. All they know is essentially they've learned the intellectual language of liberalism, and that's all they know. Obviously, they'll have things passed on from parents and grandparents, but that's not the world they inhabit. They're essentially wanting to just fit into their culture. So a lot depends, one, on the place of origin, how conservative, how reactionary it is. And then usually by two or three generations, you've got people assimilating essentially into the matrix of orthodox liberalism. But then you also have strong reactions to that. This is why we see this is why we see in the Conservative Party at the present time, it's fragmented into whose version of conservatism. There's a definite opposition to liberalism as an ideology. But the dilemma always is, okay, you differ with liberalism, you see it as the problem. What's your alternate? And the problem with conservatism, they're so divided, they don't know how to define the alternate in any sort of unified or convincing manner. And this then gives a free pass to variations of liberalism to continue its upward momentum.
And what do you think, because Canada has a pretty liberal immigration policy, will over time, do you think Canada's welcoming approach change and adopt more of an American us first approach than Canadian, you're all welcome? Because we see that in the Conservative Party, as you notice.
Well, certainly since World War II, because Canada has it's pulled in two directions. One is at its best, its European heritage, with a greater sense of history, a greater sense of the common good, the role of the state ensuring that common good is protected. And the other, we've been drawn into the gravitational field of the United States. So a lot of Canadians who don't think deeply about our own history, about who we have been and who we're becoming, do get very much drawn into that American libertarian orbit. And that really explains, obviously, the Freedom Truckers movement and a lot of other movements that are dealing with the mandates, the vaccines. That's part of the Americanization of the Canadian psyche. It's sort of the colonizing of the Canadian mind. So we don't think as Canadians anymore. We think as Americans, in which liberty is the dominant and no one has the right to interfere with my liberty. And when the state tries to do it, it's a totalitarian or an authoritarian or a fascist, all these silly rhetorical terms that are tossed when the state tries to bring some sort of order and predictability in almost the Hobbesian sense.
And my last question for you this week, sir, is on that. As you know, what we've been struggling with our Canadian identity for some time now. Well, we came out of the British tradition, and now because of our neighbor being America and our culture, our families are well connected to the Americans, and we are struggling with two identities here. And we are starting to see that more and more in our culture, in our politics. Will we be swallowed up by the Americans eventually, or can we keep our separate identity politically?
Well, you know, that has been one of the perennial questions pre-Confederation, post-Confederation, is what does it mean to be on the border of the biggest empire, certainly since World War II, that has ever existed, one of the biggest that has ever existed, one of the most powerful in human history, greater than Rome and many other empires. So how does Canada maintain its own uniqueness, sovereignty, distinctiveness, when in fact we have so many messages bombarding us through the media to think as Americans, to think about liberty as primary, to be suspicious of the state, and to the degree that Canadians don't think about what's happening, and they become totally absorbed in that matrix, as it were, and they lack the ability to think outside of that small way of thinking. And so and as I mentioned earlier, you know, the Conservatives or the old high Tories in Canada were once the bastion of challenging within Canada an integrationist, annexationist position towards the US. But since Mulroney came to power and his very much genuflecting to Reagan and the United States, the conservative tradition has moved more and more to a far right, a libertarian right, a very much an American model. And the liberal tradition has always lived in this yes and no with an integrationist view, United States. And so the issue of Canadian identity are obviously one of our biggest challenges, and it always has been historically, pre-Confederation, post, is to what degree is our minds, our souls, our economics, our religion, our culture, our politics, our literature, really just going to be a faint echo of American imperial thinking.
Thank you for joining us this week on Eye on the Valley, right here on CIVL Radio. Join us next week as we have another great episode for you. Have a great weekend.